Do you have regrets? Is there one that you just can't seem to get over? Maybe it causes you to lose sleep. Well, stay tuned for Dealing with Regret on today's Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. And before we go any further, I've been meaning to do this, and I really want to thank all the listeners, and especially those, when I get the analytics, I see that we have people in Europe, we have people in Spain, France, Germany, and Italy, and one of our listeners is in Germany. He's stationed there serving our country, so I do want to give a shout-out to him and a thank you for that, but a thanks to everybody who listens. Today, we're going to be talking about regret, and not long ago, I was reading an article about a very wealthy and influential businessman, and this man was worth over $100 million. And in the interview and in the article, he stated that he regretted never making it to his son's hockey games or his daughter's dance recitals, and he said there was even a time that thinking about it paralyzed him with regret and depression. And here was a man that seemingly had it all, but he desired freedom from the pain that his heart felt, the regret. Most of us have to deal with regret from time to time. You know, things that we've, or sins that we've committed in the past, choices we've made in the past. Maybe we committed them yesterday, people we've hurt, poor decisions we've made. And we can all be tempted to regret mistakes. I know that we can be tempted to regret mistakes that we've made with our children, time we've wasted, failures as a husband, things that we wish we had done differently, personally and professionally. Regrets can rob you of living life, crippling us and blinding us to the future because we're stuck in the past. It's like a heavy weight that's tied around our feet that keeps us from peace. And some of the things we wish we could go back and do over only affected us. But there are those things that we've done that have brought pain and heartache to others. And in addition, there's regret from sin choices and regret from foolish choices. And whatever the type, regret is a difficult trail to navigate, and it's hard to see people struggle some, most of their lives over their own mistakes and their failures. So, how do we deal with regret, and can we overcome it? Let me give you a few things I think can help us out. One, we really have to realize that our mistakes are real, that the first step in overcoming them is accepting the reality of our regrets. You know, they happened, and history can't be rewritten. We acknowledge God's forgiveness of any sin that we regret. We're not condemned by that. Romans 8:1 says that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We have an accuser, as Revelation calls Satan. We have an accuser that loves to remind us of our regrets. But we know that we stand forgiven. And if you don't know that, please email me, talk to me about that. I'd love to talk to you about forgiveness that Christ brings. But don't put our regrets above the Savior. When we're being reminded of our regrets and when we're being consumed by them, we're not being consumed by the Savior, the grace, the mercy that He extended to us. And then, if possible, mend a fence and build a bridge. If you've hurt another, apologize without excuse, but with sincerity of heart. Do what you can reasonably to mend and repair what your actions have broken. And I say reasonable because there are those who will demand more of you than is required. Some want you to pay for what you've done. Your own sense of peace is a reliable guide to let you know when you've done enough. And sometimes there are reminders that we can't avoid, but we have to learn to leave the past where it happened. Don't keep talking about regrets. The more that they have a voice, the larger they're going to appear. You know, I have remorse for decisions that have hurt my life, but reliving and being reminded of them only perpetuates misery, and it allows the negative to stay alive. And then finally, again, we can't change the past, but we do have control over how we will live our lives moving forward. There is pain and regret, but we have to learn from its lessons. Don't let regret win. Allow Jesus to transform you so that your past choices magnify God's grace. When we come to Him in repentance, believing that His sacrifice on the cross was sufficient payment for the debt that we owed, we stand forgiven. Though we all have done things we can regret, God doesn't want regret to rob us of our joy in Him or cripple us in our pursuit of Him. So, yes, we're going to have regrets, but there is a way to move beyond that. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and as always, subscribe and share. And if you want to touch base with me, send me an email at bob@therepurposedman.com. Till next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this is the Repurposed Man Podcast.